Hey everybody, it's Random Thoughts. It's episode 20. We've made it this far. I'm still Manuel, and he is still George. And we are going to talk about God knows what for the next hour. But before we do, I do have a slight bit of fucking housekeeping that he's going to hate. And it has to tie into the last episode based on what he said on the last episode. Because I have to do it. And
housekeeping or corrections?
Housekeeping of sorts. I guess you call it. I don't know what you want to call it. All right.
You swinging the fucking broom at me?
Yes. Now, in our Nickelback review where we shit all over Nickelback for about an hour and 28 minutes, he said...
Are we really bringing Nickelback back up?
Yes, only for about a couple seconds, unless you really want to keep talking. Okay.
They tend to do that, don't they?
I know.
One likes them, but everybody talks about them.
Yes.
Fucking doing it again.
But the claim he made is...
Revenge of the Penny.
Nickelback.
All right.
These songs could pass for country songs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, being the guy that I am, I looked into their tour, and I shit you not.
You would. I did look into the tour.
Yes, I did.
Don't tell me you got me fucking tickets. Don't even say that.
No, No. They don't have no date. They don't have any dates, but on their website, you can request a show, meaning you can pay them to show up. There's a block. There's actually a button you press, and you fill out some shit, and they get back to you.
Huh?
It's on their website. Anyway, that's not why we're here.
Don't come to us. We'll come to you.
But yes.
Okay.
But that's absolutely not why we're here. Okay.
So what are you going to do right now?
I'm not playing anything. I'm just reading.
You're going to read? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good. No more Nickelback music.
No.
Okay.
All right. So their last tour with the fucking 18 bus tour, whatever you call that shit, they actually played some blues festivals and some country festivals.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
Now, here's the lineup from the Country Thunder, Wisconsin. Eric Church, Nickelback, Lainey Wilson, Bailey Zimmerman, and Coe Wetzel.
How does Coe Wetzel? Coe Wetzel. Yeah, how does that even work?
It did, dude.
How do you go from Eric Church to Nickelback? It's just like we said last time, the upper, the downer. Like, what in the fuck is that?
Randall King, Josh, I don't know. I'm not a country guy.
I'm just going to let you get through this because I'm not going to do another fucking hour and 20 minutes of Nickelback.
Okay, now, they also appeared at the Stagecoach Country Festival.
That's fine. Great. They play.
Eric Church.
Let's move on.
Eric Church, Willie Nelson, Miranda Lambert, Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman again, Post Malone was there, Jelly Roll, Dwight Yoakam.
I feel like I'm sitting across from an astronomer, you know, and talking to me about advanced fucking astronomy and physics. And
all right,
theory.
Now we are officially.
I can't comprehend that formula. It doesn't make sense.
We are 100% officially done with Nickelback.
It just doesn't make sense.
I just wanted you to know that they did.
What
achieve.
Is Eric Church doing? Eric Church Nickelback.
I just wanted you to know they did do it. That's all, because you brought it up. I just want you.
Yo, you brought it up. You just brought it up. I didn't care if they were. I didn't even want to know that they were mixed into this shit.
All right. I'm trolling. I apologize.
Maybe it was a good warning. You know what? I got to question Eric Church on this decision.
You better email him. What the fuck? Willie Nelson was in one of them. Well, I don't know. He's old.
No, Nelson isn't in anything. People are in Nelson's world. That's how that works. It doesn't matter. You're in his show.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's how that works.
That was it. That's your Nickelback.
All right. We're done with Nickelback, right?
100%. We will never go back.
Because for all those who heard that episode that don't want us to talk about it again and we lost subscribers over it, believe me, hang in there. We're fucking done. I'm putting this to rest.
There
it's
is.
Done. Fucking done. Fucking done. I don't want to hear it.
I had to. All right. Okay. Time to collect ourselves.
Composure. Composure, please.
I know you put some shit up about DEI.
Oh, no, we can get that.
That's
I'm just like, because we're random, I just had stuff on off the top of my head. I just threw up on the screen. If we get to it, we do. If we don't, not a big deal.
I think it's a monumental thing. He doesn't. But I think it's cool when you hit episode 20 of any show, because most shows die after episode 7. We've hit 20. I think it's a celebration of sorts. And the only thing I brought to the table was what we are no longer going to talk about ever again. And I think it's cool that what we have achieved with the show, we've charted. We were like 1,500 is a pretty. I think it's cool to be ranked 1,500 out of thousands of comedy podcasts. I think it's cool to be there.
More like hundreds of thousands.
Yes, I still think it's cool to get there.
A lot of people want you to be top 10. Whatever. Dude, 1,500, I'm happy. Globally, by the way.
Yes.
Globally.
Yes.
And we don't even get together as often as we're supposed to. We're supposed to be 1 week dedicated every week. But we're, you know, we both still have actual jobs. So I think that's pretty freaking badass. That's commendable.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It is. And I know we're in the society.
And in the comedy, I mean, of all people think we're actually funny somehow.
You know what?
That's weird.
We broke 2,000.
We're not even comedians.
No. And I just think it's cool. And I don't even know why we're charting in society and culture.
Well, because we kind of are. I mean, everything we talk about is really relatable to society and culture.
To the society.
You know?
Society.
Sickest society.
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 And like I said, I just thought it was cool that we nailed it. We got this far. We went up that chart, if you will. And
so, kids, let this be a lesson. Follow your dreams, and you too can be charting and not making money.
You know, I think the sponsors only call you if you hit the top 50.
I don't want to know. I don't know how it works. I don't care. You know, either way, look.
It's a celebration. I thought it was cool.
I think 1,500 out of hundreds of thousands. I mean, that was news to you and me. We just looked the charts up before we started recording just because we're curious. And we're like, whoa, really? And if you want to check it, that's off Chartable. And that's on Chartable's own charts. So, I mean, a lot of people use that. iHeart, everybody uses Chartable.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're verified. We're real. See? We're good guys. We're good.
Somebody's listening.
Right. But yeah, thanks. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. And as a whole, we're progressing. And I know I don't want this to be like a giant show of commercial, but as a whole, this network is progressing. Things are charting. People are listening.
For being together for less than a year or so.
May is a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're growing pretty rapidly.
And it's just us two voices. You know, there's no other employees running around, which be kind of cool, though.
For now. Eventually, that'll...
Eventually, we'll drag a few more in. That's all I had, dude. That was it.
So is the show done? We're good?
Thank you. We're charting. A little...
We love you all.
A little Nickels, and then you know...
So you brought me back to Nickelback.
And then a thank you.
We thank all the fans. We pull the Ozzy Osbourne. God bless you all. And then we're done.
Well, how long is that?
I think we're less than 10 minutes.
Right? Shit.
40 seconds.
Motherfucker, we got to do like 55 minutes of something.
We didn't even put anything together.
55 minutes of this party.
Not that we ever do. We usually make it up on the spot.
I have a complaint.
You're going to have to lead us on this. I'm tired.
Fuck.
My day was long today.
I do.
I had one of those days, you know, where you're working and working, and then when you stop, you're just like, oh, fuck, what did I just do? That's me right now.
You didn't even know you're working?
No, when you stop, your body just suddenly goes, just crashes. You're like, whoa. That's kind of where I'm at right now. So,
well, I have returned.
I'm going to put this in your hands.
I have returned to my monsters. I left Bob at home. That fucking...
Ugh. Oh, yeah. You know, you need to bring that up because...
Oh, my God.
All right, so we got together and we did a special
episode
for World Ablaze / Stretch Goose because we do news and politics on our other shows. So we decided instead of boring you all with that, or you probably tune into this because you don't care about that, you just want to have a good time, laugh, and just hear some weird shit. So we decided to do that separately. But unbeknownst to me, he brings in a ringer, a can of nothing but pure hopes
and dreams.
Joys. And good times.
That was fucking nightmare.
And it was a can of Bob Ross. That's right. Bob Ross's face adorned on the can.
Yes.
A wonderful, enjoyable beverage.
No.
Colored some kind of turpentine turquoise. which apparently My brother says made his mouth stick like glue.
Look, that shit.
I don't know how that even happened. He took two sips and I'm like, "What's going on?" He's like, "It's like glue."
That shit. I swear to God, I was drinking his fucking paint thinner can, he cleans the paint with.
Do you think he just had one that was just on the shelf for like, no. I don't know, 20 years?
No, there's no expiration date on that shit.
No,
I'm positive.
You know when it's too far gone, it's eaten through the can, right?
When it's too far gone, it rusts on the bottom. That it wasn't rusty. It wasn't like out of date. There was still fizz and smell. It's just, I'm pretty sure, you know, when he dips that thing in the, clean the brush, I think that's what I was drinking. That fucking paint thinner shit.
You were drinking the washed off paint from his brushes?
Probably, because it was blue-ish, like that phthalo blue. there are companies that'll put shit in a can and slap logos on it, and I got a Bob Ross positive energy drink, and it wasn't positive. It was glue. It was cottony disgusto.
I will disagree. When I saw the picture, I felt very positive. I was
uplifted. I
was joyous. You show me the can, I'm like, it's fucking Bob Ross. How can you hate it?
We put the can down for inspiration. Exactly. He was smiling upon us.
And you saved the can, right? You better have saved that can.
Oh, yeah, I washed the inside.
Oh, good.
That shit's going to show up in the Stretch Goose studio.
Nice.
That shit's going to go up top somewhere.
It's going to be at my little desk when I show up, just staring at me.
Maybe. I already got the fucking candy staring at you.
I know.
And I got all four action figures staring at you.
But anyway, that was interesting. So Bob Ross energy drink, who knew? What was it called again?
Just Bob Ross positive energy.
Just positive energy.
It was not positive.
No.
That was all fucking nightmares. So I went back to the old standby, the old zero sugar white monster.
Those are actually not bad. I used to drink those.
I mean, there is a we did get a sponsorship form for the ice energy that we did not fill out as of yet, but that'd be kind of cool to get cases of that shit.
Yeah, because you fucking live on it.
Somebody needs a freebie. Fuck, dude. You
ice energy. I know someone. You know what? Ice energy.
Sparkling ice, man.
Sparkling ice. Okay, I can't even get it right. I'm already failing on the sponsorship here.
We didn't even apply yet. What the fuck?
I'm making my case. Sparkling ice energy, right?
Yes. Blue raspberry, please.
Okay. Three, cherry vanilla. Two, one. Sparkling ice energy is a refreshing, amazing boost of energy that you need every day in your life with amazing flavors such as...
raspberry.
Raspberry.
Blue raspberry, cherry vanilla, orange, strawberry orange. There's a lime flavor. And there's a black raspberry that I have yet to see. And they also have some extreme energy ones with like 200 milligrams in it. It's got some extra chemicals. I wouldn't recommend those. The other ones are cleaner. They got no sodium, no calories, no anything.
Okay, it's too much info. All right, listen. So drink sparkling ice energy because my brother obviously has inside info and stake in the company because he knows all the ingredients, all the flavors. In fact, why in the fuck are we not paid by sparkling ice at this point?
Oh, no, I take that back. I think it's 5 calories in the raspberry.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
If you can't sparkling ice, if you've never had a poster child for your brand, you are missing out. We have the diamond in the rough you've been looking for.
Just like this white Monster used to be zero calorie, and then they fucking put 15 in it.
We're not supporting Monster right now. We're supporting.
I'm talking shit about
sparkling
Monster.
Sparkling ice energy.
Yes, the beautiful blue can.
If you're listening,
there's a
sparkling ice. My personal phone number.
There's a light. There's also a light blue. It's like a tropical punch. That one's pretty good too.
Wow.
You know,
I mean, you're pretty well vetted already. I don't see why we're not sponsored.
If you're in California, you can get them at the Raley's Bel Air.
Listen to this guy.
There's full coolers if you want on end caps at the Raley's Bel Air, Ralph's.
Salesman of the year.
There's about 8 feet of that shit if you go to any other grocery store sitting on.
Jeez.
Are you sure
you're not getting paid by them right now?
No, it's
positive.
It's a product of me wandering around that bullshit for 24 years.
Yeah, but you definitely took a special interest in sparkling ice energy.
Wow. Well, I could take a special interest. In
I'm going to just say this out loud for Sparkling Ice. Listen, Sparkling Ice, I know someone from there is listening. Sparkling Ice Energy. My brother literally buys these things by the freaking cases.
Yes, I like if I never catch the distributor, which out here is Budweiser, I pick off their loads. If I see it, I take it. Yeah, by the case. I don't fuck around.
And so there you have it.
All right. We're done with that. Anyway. We're going to talk about movies.
Movies.
Yes.
A lot of airspace there. Are we talking?
Fuck, dude. Okay, I have a breathing and nose problem.
Yeah, I know this.
And every once in a while, the snot will build on one side, and it itches up here like it's about ready to fire. And then I sit here for a second in silence going, there's going to be a sneeze. I know it. And then it doesn't come, and I feel disappointed because there's a buildup there. And I fucking, like, I'm sitting here like, there's your dead air. I'm like, uh-oh, shit's going down. And then it doesn't go down.
You're giving us the live explanation of the human body's freaking packing of the snot rocket.
Honestly.
Preparing the cannon.
Look,
packing the explosive charge.
Look, the only reason this nose is this way is because you broke my fucking nose when you punched it in my youth, and I bled into a sink.
I don't remember any of that.
I'm the only one that was traumatized. That's probably why. It was like, right there. That's why it looks bent, and I bled into a sink.
And it doesn't look bent.
Yes, it does.
Someone must have hit you on the other side then.
I don't know, football getting hit around too. But
yeah.
But that broke this whole fucking thing right here. It was like, it was fucked up. And now I can't breathe. Sometimes one side gets clogged, one side, the other side doesn't. They tell me to put that water shit up there. That doesn't work. Anybody that uses that, you're a liar. I put it up there, that fucking shit doesn't come out the other side.
I don't want to hear it. You know why? I got one side of my nose I literally can't breathe in.
But
it's weird.
We were talking about me, though.
No. No, it's about me now. It's about my feelings, all right? We gave you enough time with your ice energy, your snot rockets. Now it's about me.
Fine. What is troubling you, sir?
Well, I've come to realize as I got older that my youth wasn't all I thought it was.
You did not achieve greatness.
And I just never felt like I just feel like no one listens to me. Like I'm just out there, kind of in the ether, floating around. Am I worth it? Have I actually succeeded in life? What am I here for?
Do you want me to answer?
What am I? Echo. I don't know.
Do you really want me to answer that?
No, not really. I was being extremely facetious.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to answer that, but I guess I don't have to.
You don't have to. No, I don't fucking whine about my shit. I was just messing around. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know who the fuck I am. I get through life. I deal with shit, okay?
I apologize.
I'll even eat shit if I have to.
Don't do that. That is diseases. That's how you get sicker. That's how you go down the hill faster.
Okay, so I was being jokey, but and maybe I was poking fun, but there's a need for therapists, okay, and there's a need for people to speak to them. I'm not one of those people. That's all. I'm not one of those people. I'm not.
Boy, did we just kick open a window.
Yeah, just fucking charge in like that. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Since we're on that.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. That's how we're going to turn this around.
Since we're on that.
I don't need that shit. I don't need to learn that somewhere, somehow, I wanted to fuck my mother. Like, really? Let me ask you, therapist, how did you come to that conclusion? Everything that they said.
No,
Sigmund Freud came out to be nothing but a fucking pedophile anyway. It's coming out that he was just some,
Yes, he played with the kids, yes.
Yeah.
But you know what I really hate about therapists?
What?
Before I do that, any therapist that wants to come on the show and answer these questions, I would love to have that. So
you want to shrink the shrink? I will shrink the shrink all day.
Not shrink the shrink. I just have questions that I need.
Oh, legitimate questions.
That I need answering.
Which are?
Okay. I did go to a therapist one time in my life because the job said I should. Whatever.
What?
Yeah, many years ago, I wrecked my car, all that.
Oh,
and I said
happened?
I should go see a...
Okay, anyway, your experience.
Anyway.
How was that?
So the guy's in a wheelchair. the therapist.
God, we need cameras. I just realized if you guys would have saw my face right then and there.
No, okay, first off, I come in and he's like an hour, 20 minutes late, which really annoyed me. But
oh, wait, your therapist was late?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
You know
minutes.
What? I heard that
I
a lot.
I think it was his wheelchair was probably the
no,
issue.
No, but I've heard that about a lot of therapists. They're like a lot of them aren't on time.
They're not punctual. Okay, well.
But that's just what I heard. I'm not saying it is the case for
you know
all,
what? It's confirmed because this fucker was late.
Okay. So, all right.
All right. So we're sitting down, and he's asking me how I'm feeling about what happened. And I was like, well, everything hurts mentally. I don't know how I'm going to be when I get back into the car. You know, I just fucking rolled my car and broke a bunch of shit. And then he goes, what do you think about that? I was like, I just fucking said that. Why are you? Okay, you asked me how I'm feeling. Then you asked me, what do I think about how I'm feeling? What the fuck does that even mean? Like, I just did that.
Is that just not the cop out for them to not do their job? Like, what do you think? I just fucking told you what I thought.
You just asked me that. And then you asked me, how do I feel about what I think?
Yeah.
Isn't that one and the same?
Yeah.
Like I said, I need to ask one of these people, what the fuck do you do that for? It's like, why do I ask you? It's like shit like.
I think they ask you that repeatedly as a way to get you to self-reflect on the issue. But I think it's just a poor, lazy way of, not really listening to you.
Or how about, why don't we just cut to the chase? Ask the question up front and not.
You know what would have been great if you would have been one of those guys who was like, yeah, it's going to hurt. You're going to be scared. Get over it. All right, next.
Well, I would rather him say, well, why don't you reflect on that, on what you just said? What does that mean to you type thing? As opposed to, why do you think?
But can I ask you this, though? You said you're not going to know how you feel when you get back in the car.
Right.
And then he asks you what you think, like, how do you feel about that? Like, I'm not sure he explained how you feel about how you feel, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's where he's going. It's like a double talking
thing. But then you ask, like, well, what if they ask you, like, well, why don't you reflect on that? Reflect on what? Why you are fearful of getting in the car? Well, it's fucking obvious. You're here. You told him you just had a major accident. You rolled over about 10, 20 times, ended up upside down, had the fucking ambulances come to take you to emergency services.
Dude, okay.
I mean, do I need to reflect on it or do I need to repeat my story to you? Like, which is
it? Let me tell you how this hour went. We started there, and then suddenly we went into my relationships, and then we went into...
Ooh, what did that got to do with the car?
It's my mental states, you say.
Hold on. I'm going to shut up. Just tell the story. Just tell the story. I'm gonna try to zip my mouth here. I need to hear this.
Okay, so I'm going to be very general because I don't remember terms, but...
I'm going to try to just
so basically,
hold my
so tongue. After it's like, how do you feel about how do you feel? And then I looked at him funny and I was like, well, I feel the same because we just talked about that. And then he sits there and he goes, is this manifested in other aspects of your life? That's how you get into the other shit.
Got it.
Right? I was like, well, I rolled my car. I fucked myself up. I'm really mad about that, and I feel kind of afraid about driving again. And then it's, how does that apply, show up in... So I was like, okay, so the fear of other things does not apply to the vehicle or to the circumstance, but okay. So we go that way. And then it's like, expand on your relationship. How, what goes on there? And then I was like, well, we have a kid, married, I was so boggled, and because I'm slightly confused on the direction of this useless part of the therapy, then there's other questions, like, why are you acting that way? And then it's, how do you feel about how you're acting? Where is this going in relation to this? And I'm like, wow, we're going down roads I didn't even think would apply to the situation. But at the end of it all, I ended up learning that my father is the cause of my irritation. I learned that I need to read like 3 different books on how to get through those irritations. And then I learned that in my relationship, I should be less afraid. The original reason for being there was gone. I think they do that shit on purpose.
Okay, it's like going to the doctor for a broken arm and then they fucking prescribe you nut cream. Right? Here, rub this on the balls, you'll feel better. What? Wait, I have a broken arm.
Exactly.
What does that got to do with my fucking junk? What are we talking about?
Okay, and I got back into the car and I was driven home, and the whole time in the car I'm going, I don't know what the fuck happened. I did not go to the next 3 sessions. I was like, I don't.
I think he was just clocking hours on your ass.
I don't know. It was so weird.
Okay, so first off, you weren't there for a deep dive evaluation of your life and your relationships. You were there because you had a traumatic experience, i.e. a car accident.
Yes.
Which is not entirely in your control anyway.
Right.
What the fuck does that long roundabout walk he took you on down memory lane and everything? And then he says your agitation is from your father. Well, what are you trying to say? My father caused my fucking accident? Where's the connection?
I will take a guess, even though I've never solved it, but I'm assuming.
I don't think it's solvable.
I'm assuming that the way he raised me led to the way I drive the car, which led to the way I rolled the car.
What?
That's my guess.
Is that how these guys make money?
Yes. It is a circle jerk back to the...
I get where you're going. No, I literally just dropped my fucking phone on the floor. I reached out to pick it up, but fucking, you know, shit happens.
But the openers are always mind-boggling. It's like, why
that
are
is
you...
crazy, man.
Because you go, why are you here? I stubbed my toe, right? How do you feel about that? It hurts. Why do you think it hurts? I stubbed my toe. How do you feel about that? And we just, all day long. And then you leave with, here's some exercises. Put some shoes on. I got you, buddy. I fucking didn't know.
I think after hearing everything, the problem is you weren't wearing steel-toe boots.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, so listen.
To be fair, I'm sure there are therapies that help.
Okay.
There's got to be some. But there is a massive percentage where it's like, okay.
I think it's good for some people who are really trying to work through their inner issues, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you have anger issues and you're tired of having anger. Like, you catch yourself like, why am I always angry at this? Why am I snapping on this person?
But the questions are the same.
Well,
though.
What I was going to say, like... I can see where that line of questioning and what he was trying to do, where it applies to that situation where you're trying to find out what's the issues with me internally, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about a car accident.
Yes. I'm supposed...
It's a car accident in which at the end you find you're irritated because of your childhood experiences with your father.
Which led to me driving angry.
Is that what he said?
I'm right now we're speculating because I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
We're speculating
I'm in agreement. I'm trying to connect the dots.
You're not going to.
This is a great example. This is a great example. You got an emergency meeting. You got to fly to Australia, and you got to take the fucking non-connecting flights, and then you're like, well, instead of just flying, you know, across, you know, over the Pacific Ocean so we can get to Australia. Like, no, hold on. We're going to fly all the way to Florida first. And then after we get to Florida, we're going to come back to Texas. After Texas, we're going up to Canada for 2 hours. Then we're going to route you back to fucking Wyoming. After Wyoming, we go to Montana. Then we're going to go all the way back to Texas because, you know, when you pick more people up, go back to California, head up to Washington. And after we go to Washington, stop in Hawaii for a bit. But after we go to Hawaii, got to go back to New York. After New York, fly all the way back to California. Then from California, we're going back into Australia. That's what I just heard. I'm like, what? What?
Yes.
But I was just trying to find out how to get... I thought I was going to Australia.
remember, these guys make 6 to 7 figures a year.
Gosh. What are we doing wrong? Why are we on the mic? Why are we talking on mics?
It takes.
We shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to be a behavioral therapist now. Fuck this. What am I doing?
It takes them, what, I don't know, 6-7 years of schooling to do this to us.
Damn.
but that is the one thing that makes me want to like wrap a garden hose around my neck and jump off a fuck, because it's like every time you talk.
How do you feel about that? Those are some suicidal thoughts.
Yes.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Because of fuckers like you. It really does. Like, it makes you go, okay, now I understand why he got
like, I don't know why I said that. I didn't feel that way when I walked in, but now that I'm leaving, I just don't feel so good about myself.
And then those that are severe, then they put them on like mountains of pain pills and shit.
So anyway, let's get a little serious on this conversation
now.
All right. Because, you know, there's people who are in therapy and they're going to hear us and they're saying, fuck you guys. And,
you don't know what it's like. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I think there is a point to it for people who, like I was trying to say, what I was trying to say earlier, trying to work their own shit out, right? Internal shit.
Well, yeah, you got your drug addicts.
You want to try to figure out what's making me this way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Or you can't cope with a loss. You can't let go, basically, right?
Yeah.
I can see trying to work with someone to find out how to move forward.
Well, that's what I said earlier. You know, there's a huge percentage of these therapists that are doing the Lord's work, but there is a lot of them, and I ran into one where it's like, you're just doing the circle jerk, and then you bill me an ungodly amount of money.
Yeah, and that's kind of where my point. That's what I was going to get to. Yeah, is how many of these people are literally taking advantage of the situation and just racking up billable hours, and then just keep them hooked by like, oh, we're almost there. We're about to make a breakthrough. Well, go through this exercise, bring back your homework, and let me see where you're at. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like, are they just stringing these people along? Do they really care about getting them to the finish line and really figuring out their issues?
Those people probably exist. That's all I'm going to say to that. Yeah, they probably exist. Yeah.
I'm just kind of comparing it to like a lawyer, right?
No, that's a shark. That's a lawyer. No,
okay.
Come on. Even the accident.
I know.
Guys,
just hang in. Just hang in there with me.
Yeah, his story gets better.
So the lawyers, for example, professionals in their field, they know how to cut to the chase. They can get shit done if they had to. But instead of doing that, they know that they're paid by the hour.
Yeah.
So for a simple letter, for example, they might bill you for 80 hours, 120 hours just to write a letter because of, you know, my God, all the research and all the knowledge and everything that I know and goes with it. That's kind of how I see therapists sometimes.
Yeah, there's a guy that I knew that was going through a divorce through, you know, work and stuff. And he said that the lawyer he used would charge him for every email.
Really?
Yeah. Every time he wrote an email, it cost money. Every
time. How much?
He never said. But he was just saying that it was...
What, $175, $300?
I don't even know, dude. All I know is he was getting charged for every email he wrote, every time he had to talk to him on the phone. It was all part of the hour bill. Like, any interaction with the attorney was money.
All rounded up to whole hours, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought that was ridiculous. It's like, it's a fucking email, dude. Like, why is that even thrown into the bill? Like, why is... I mean,
you could argue it's work, but... I get it. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the same thing with like the accident.
At some point,
attorneys.
You're just taking advantage of the situation.
Accident attorneys do the same shit.
Oh yeah,
they fucking everything's a line item. Doesn't matter what it is. That's why I don't know, dude. Lawyers are something else.
Yeah, I mean, I respect lawyers, and there's people that practice law, and you know, there's different areas of law to, you know, get into and practice. But I'm not gonna bag on lawyers. I was kind of, you need them when you need them.
Yeah.
And when you don't, fuck them. All right, whatever. So
you were making a slight comparison, so I was just kind of like,
well, yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. I was just using that as a comparison. You know, it's like this therapist, strength. You know, look, you're gonna go to therapy for a year.
I'm gonna request a longer cable next time.
You're gonna go, what, on your headphones?
Yeah, because when I move.
You know what's funny is when you're in this studio, you explore the space. I swear to God. His chair goes all the way to the back wall. He leans over. He's pulling the fucking microphone out as far as it'll stretch.
Come on, dude. My job is to make your job hell.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Well, I was going to say that. It makes sense.
I'm trying to justify the way I am. I'm sorry.
Is this a therapy session?
It could be.
Huh. How you feel about that?
I feel like when I am recording, I feel like I am not adequate.
Better question. You said you wanted to make my life feel like hell. What does hell feel like? How's that fire?
I don't think hell has fire.
Hmm.
Honestly, I think hell is just a dark place that you all would sit in.
You all, as in everyone, but not you?
I can't even say that word. People. Hell is a dark place that people go to, and they just can't see anything, and it drives them nuts because they have nowhere to go. I think that's hell. There's no fire. There's no brimstone. There's no compartments for you know, the devil to throw you into. I think it's just a dark place.
You don't subscribe to Dante's Inferno?
It's a great piece of literature, but I don't.
Was there 7 or 9 layers of hell in that book? Because there's one. I forgot. Because I know that there's some stories that tell of 9 layers, and there's one that's 7.
8 circles?
Not layers, but levels, I mean.
8 circles of hell or 9 circles?
Circles or levels. Or, yeah.
We're not researching that. I just know there's levels in Dante's. But
the premise of the story basically is, you know, you end up where you are based on the sin, right?
Yeah. And then but for him, he was going in there to rescue his love, and they were going to run out of hell through the 8 or 9 layers.
Is that what the movie that... kind of similar to that Robin Williams movie. Was it loosely based, you think, around that Dante's Inferno story?
Which movie is that?
The one...
Robin Williams did a hell movie?
It was... Yeah, no. Yes. So he went into hell. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in the movie. He played...
That was hell?
Yeah, he played his son. Remember, he ended up being his son at the end?
The paintings?
Yes. Because he walked basically through hell. Remember the... The places of sorrow and all that. So came to find out that because his wife committed suicide, she could never leave.
Was that called What Dreams May Come or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I think so.
Boy,
and I don't know.
Boy.
We're talking about Dante's Inferno, and it had me all of a sudden think of that movie because it's like, it's not directly related, but kind of loosely related to where, you know, you suffer the sins based on, I mean, you suffer the punishments based on the sins.
Okay.
Or even how you left the world.
Really? Now you got me fucking thinking.
Yeah, I think it's What Dreams May Come. I think you're right.
Yeah, it is What Dreams May Come. But I don't remember it was based off of...
I didn't say it was entirely based off Jones, but there's parallels. Like, I'm wondering if it was loosely based off that story.
His character dies in a car accident, guided through the afterlife by a spirit. By a spirit guide, his new world is beautiful and can be whatever he imagines. Even his children are there. But when his wife, Anne, commits suicide, sent to hell, Robin's character ignores Albert's warnings and journeys there to save her. Oh. I never thought that was hell. All right.
Yeah.
The way that movie is put together, I never thought that was hell. I just thought it was the same.
Well, he had to enter into hell when he went to go try to get his wife.
Oh.
Because she committed suicide.
Right.
And so he had to walk through hell to find her.
Well, then
that's where she ended up.
Well, based off of that act, then yeah, I guess it is off of Dante's Inferno, a little part of it.
Anyway. Loosely based, probably,
yeah.
Right? Or at least inspired, I would say.
Well, what I was going to say about movies before we went on to psychiatry was Deadpool and Wolverine has hit almost 1.3, 1.4 billion. And I thought, and it's the first R-rated film to hit that number, like, ever. And I thought that was really cool. And it's still number one. It has not fallen.
They're never, ever, ever going to let Hugh Jackman stop working now.
Oh, hell no.
That Wolverine character, they can't imagine it without him. They're going to work him till he's going to look like Clint Eastwood. They're going to find Clint Eastwood-looking versions of Wolverine the character for the rest of his life.
I think he's on it. I think he's late 50s, and yeah. I think they're going to keep going.
Oh, yeah. And they'll make excuses for why he starts to look old as he ages as a human. Because
they got that de-ager. They'll get him that way.
You know, by then, they probably will find a release that age-reversing serum they have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that it like reverses the damage of your cells. What and then he'll be a real life living Wolverine.
What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts on random thoughts?
No. What are your thoughts on Robert Downey Jr.?
Doctor Doom?
He's Doctor Doom.
Bad casting.
I mean, you can explain it. What I was going to say is you can explain it because it's multiverse bullshit.
Yeah.
But what do you? I mean,
I don't like it. I think they could have casted somebody else only because you can't kill off Iron Man, which he was basically you can't look at him and not see Iron Man, right? He built that character. It was extremely popular. Did a great job acting as Tony Stark, and then in another universe, he's
Doctor Doom.
They shouldn't have cast him for that.
I mean,
they could have found someone else.
I mean, you get away with it because you know Chris Evans redid the Johnny Storm in that universe, and he was also Captain America. I mean, you can do it.
It's just confusing.
I'm just from a casting standpoint.
Yeah, it's confusing to fans. I think though,
he's going to get compared.
It's confusing,
but there is a rumor about Blade. I hope comes true. Wesley Snipes is being pushed to take Blade for a part four. Because they can't get the other fucking Blade off the ground.
How long has it been? He's been waiting for this? Been pushing this?
24 years? 25? It's since the end of Trinity.
It's been a long time, right?
Right. I mean,
well over 20 years.
Me looking this up is not going to take long.
It's been over 20 years, and then it took a cameo for people to realize, oh yeah, there really is only one Blade, right?
Oh, there absolutely is only one Blade.
I mean, this whole time you squandered your opportunities. Yeah.
2004 was the last Blade.
Yeah, damn man, time fries. You know how crazy it is that time flies, not fries, flies. I'm getting like all tongue-tied lately.
It's all right. Well, Wesley Snipes
said, I think it's because I need to drink more water.
Wesley Snipes was like, I don't want to take away from what they're trying to start, but if they offer me the gig, I'm not going to turn it down.
No. Why would he?
No. Just the fact that one cameo, that one total time was like 10 minutes of film, and now he's all over the place and everybody's talking about him doing it.
Well, I was going to bring something up. Because you said 2004, and is it crazy you start to get, we're probably older than a lot of the audience that we have.
Maybe.
I'm assuming. I don't know. I haven't seen the demographics yet. But I think I'm now getting the age where things you don't think are old, but then you're like watching it. Like, okay, I saw Volcano the other day, right? Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh,
haven't seen it in years. It was on. It was one of those things where, trying to go to bed, my mind wouldn't shut down. Christine couldn't go to bed either. She's like, she goes, well, what's that movie? I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that in years. Watching it, 90s, right?
Yeah.
And I just started realizing, like, fuck, 1997. You start doing the math, you're like, god damn, dude. It's like some of the really, really good hits from the 90s, like some of the 90s movies, 80s movies. And you think about these things being 30 years old, 20-something years old, and they're like just now doing these sequels. And you get excited, right? You're like, oh, fuck, is he? Yeah. And you're like, and then you go, hold on, that was 30 years ago. And they just, what the? Wait a minute.
You want to know what else is coming?
What?
Running Man.
See? how do you wait so long? How do you wait? How are they going to?
It's
going to be a whole different person, I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's Schwarzenegger is nowhere near this.
It doesn't have to be. Given the storyline, you don't.
I can't remember if it's a reboot or a sequel, but either way, they're bringing back.
Don't reboot it.
And
should just be a new storyline.
I have.
That was a good movie, though. Actually, I haven't seen that in a while.
But you know the guy that you know how Twister.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton, right? So they have Twisters. The guy that's doing Twisters is supposed to be the main guy in Running Man.
The cowboy guy?
Yeah, and I totally forgot his fucking
name. I forgot his name. I just saw Twisters also.
Part 2?
The new one, yeah.
Oh, it's already on VOD?
Yeah, you can rent it.
No shit.
Yeah, it actually wasn't bad.
You know what's quickly went to Borderlands?
Yeah, that tanked.
Wow. They spent money on that shit. It came out, made like $20 million. Nobody saw it.
Because they fucked it off, dude.
The reviews were so bad. They fucking were like, Kevin Hart's a piece of shit. I fucking hate this movie. It doesn't honor the game at all. The story's ridiculous.
They should have kept true to the game.
They should have at least stayed to the... Yeah, I mean, it's like... They kicked that shit out quick. It was like 3 weeks back on to streaming. It's like, fuck. That thing took a smack. The one movie that's doing well is Alien Romulus.
So when I heard that movie was coming out, Chrissy and I did this whole Alien fucking run. And so we looked up, there's a timeline to it.
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars. They're all out of order. Because if you look at the dates, like the first Alien is actually not the first movie. If you really look at it, the first movie is really Aliens vs. Predator.
Yeah.
Because
which one? Requiem or? Not Requiem. The first one with the...
The first AVP.
The AVP. Okay.
Where they were in Antarctica.
Okay.
Because that was like in the 90s or whatever the timeline was. And then, so that would be the first one. And then the other Requiem or whatever is the second one. And then it goes Prometheus.
Yeah.
And then from Prometheus goes to...
Ripley. You go Ripley.
No, it's Prometheus and then
Covenant. Then
yes,
Ripley.
Covenant. Which, I don't remember that movie, to be honest. I know I saw it, but then when I saw it again, here's the thing. Prometheus and Covenant don't get enough credit. They were actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Now, I did see some, because I went down this rabbit hole after I watched it with her, and I'm like, hold on. There's a lot of, director's cut stuff where they cut scenes out, like the opening scene of Prometheus where they had, the whole tribe there of those aliens, and they were talking like they're doing some kind of a ceremony, and then they hand the box that had that liquid in it that changed your DNA.
Yeah.
They cut all that out. So the Prometheus we saw, you just see him walking up to the cliff, taking his clothes off, and then he drinks that liquid and then starts transforming, falls off the cliff into the water, and then that's what sparks, evolution. So they cut out all that stuff that they originally filmed. So I don't know. I think it was good, but they definitely should have left a lot. And there was even a conversation, with the engineer towards the end of the film, right?
With
the robot. What was that robot's name?
The robot.
Him and...
And the...
Weyland Corporation, right?
Guy Pierce plays the older...
Was it Weyland Corporation?
Yeah, it's Weyland Corp.
Yeah. So
Guy Pierce,
the physical Weyland, the guy was still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, in that timeline.
That's Guy
really
Pierce.
Old man. And then
Guy
he
Pierce
had,
plays that, yeah.
He had the robot. But there's a scene where, when we saw the cut that we all saw, the edited, you just see the engineer, they don't really interact much. But in the director's cut where the stuff they cut out, there was an actual real conversation between the engineer and that robot, Android. And they were going back and forth. And then it was cool because the engineer would say one thing and then the android would translate it back to Weyland, slightly different verbiage because of what he was saying.
Yeah.
They should have left all that in because it explained so much about, what was going on between the engineers and why they chose to do what they're doing. But they cut it out.
Well, I think they cut that shit because it slows the story down. A lot
no,
of that exposition.
Man. It really didn't, though, because all it did... I don't know. You know what? I think they cut out because they wanted to keep an air of mystery, to be quite honest. I don't think they wanted to fully let everything out in that story.
But in Covenant, they go back to it, and they kind of talk about it.
They do.
It's like an alluding to.
Yeah, they
not.
Do, but what Covenant was really about, the android learned all this information about how things, because he took over the ship and was able to fly it and all that.
Yeah.
And then he himself started literally become... See, he wanted to be God himself is what it was. He felt like he was on a level other than humans, far more advanced. And why shouldn't he create? And why shouldn't he push the boundaries of evolution and perfect the species? He's the reason that the aliens survived. If it wasn't for him trying to bring them back and experiment on the people of that planet where they landed, the aliens would have been done there in that storyline. The xenomorphs would have been done.
Yeah.
But because of him, it kept it going.
Yeah.
So if you really want to take it back to why the aliens are what they are and why they're so rampant everywhere, is because that android in Covenant brought them back, created new experiments, and tried to create the perfect alien xenomorph, the perfect species.
That's really the timeline?
Yeah.
AVP, AVP?
Yeah.
But why would the xenomorphs be around in AVP before... Prometheus.
I don't know.
I think the timeline would have been Prometheus, Covenant, then you go AVP.
Maybe so. I got a Well, no, it makes sense from what you're saying.
Because you can't have the xenomorphs, and then in the timeline you have
I got that confused. I think you're right. It would be the Prometheus, Covenant, and then AVP. You're confusing me now. But anyway, there's an order to it.
I know that. I know when you get to the Ripley alien, it's like 2052 or whatever. Like, it's out there in timeline. So it would make sense to go alien. Prometheus, Covenant, then the AVPs, and then you go...
Well, you know, if you watch it in the order I said, though, it actually, everything kind of makes sense, though. It's weird.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to go screen wrap. Let's see what they say on that timeline, and then I want to get off the movies for a bit. So.
Well, I was just going to say Romulus is supposedly in the timeline between Alien and Aliens. That's what they're saying.
So the very beginning of the Alien timeline was revealed during Prometheus' opening sequence.
Right.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. Because that would make sense because, yeah, no, you're right. That would make sense because they go way, like the engineers created humanity, basically.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay, correct. So it would be Prometheus. It would be Covenant. The AVP would come in somewhere between then because it's before. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
I win.
Yeah, I had to backtrack there for a second.
I win.
You got to be careful, man. You can get all these different storylines. Okay, Alien Predator and Alien vs. Predator Requiem are not part of the main timeline. No, they're not.
No, but they do cover some things.
Yes, they do. And where they took place in the timeline, if you watch it in a certain order, it does make sense. Because even Christine, we're watching, like, you know, when you watch it this way, we actually like binged it like one after another. And if you do it like that, it's like, oh, shit, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But what sucks is the new Alien that just came out fits right there between Alien and Aliens. And
Aliens, yeah.
Because it's about the colony.
It's about the making of the colony
and
the Nostromo getting cleaned up. Yeah. And then you're like, son of a bitch.
So right after we watched all that, I'm like, now I got to see the new one. I'm like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be watched here. Like, God dang it, that just threw my whole shit off.
Up. And then you go Alien 3.
Just threw it all off. Yeah. And now they're working on Alien Earth, that fucking series that goes back
even further.
See, it's all fucked.
And if you're into,
I tried to understand, and now I'm confused again.
And if you're into comic books, there is a Predator versus Avengers coming out, and then there's an Alien versus Avengers.
Good luck with that one.
So Iron Man takes on the Predator, basically. Thor goes with the, you know, it's all a thing. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
It's all entertainment.
Little pop culture-y updateies.
All right, so we're going pretty strong here.
We're chugging along, guys.
And I'm gonna do a flip of roozies. Do something we don't usually talk about. I'm just gonna ask it really quickly, and we don't have to stay on this because it's kind of politics, but not really. But I just want to quickly get your opinion on the good old RFK flipperoo here.
He flip?
Yeah, well, you know, endorsing Trump now.
Oh, that shit?
Dropping out.
Right.
Well, dropping out of the swing states. I don't know what he's actually trying to do, but either way, he gave his endorsement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to stay long on this topic. I just thought I'd throw that in there, a little curveball, and, you know, see what you thought.
I don't know. I don't know what RFK is going to do in terms of helping the situation. I mean, he just wants to get his agenda filled, and he feels Trump will do it for him. Now, he was polling at 7-10% in certain states. It might help because Trump is down, you know, 0.1 to 3 points. You know, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't.
Depending on what poll.
Yeah, I mean, Tulsi Gabbard's endorsement helps more because she brings a little bit more than RFK. Maybe it ties it up. Maybe it brings.
Yeah.
The only separation you're going to get is at the debate, whenever the fuck that is.
Yeah, the whole Trump campaign right now, I'm trying to figure out because it's like Vance is his VP.
Yeah.
And then he has two people endorsing him that wipe the floor with Vance. I mean, that make Vance look like a bad pick, like literally, which I never thought it was a good pick personally. But, I mean, RFK could easily replace Vance if Trump would. If RFK did this earlier, I could have seen that because – Trump, for all he is and everything he's saying he wants to do and everybody believes in what he's going to do to change things or make America great again, as he says.
Right.
He needs that other person to make him look grounded, to make him look sane. Because there's times when Trump opens his mouth, he's kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just says shit. He needs but that the, other person. I don't think JD's the guy.
The idea for Vance was kind of strategic. It was more to take on Kamala than anything else.
Tulsi.
I know.
Like,
but
why did he not tap Tulsi?
I don't know. But
she already destroyed her.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that was what it was.
She destroyed Kamala, and then Walz, like, that was not even a competition. What is that? Anyway, I don't want to make the whole show politics.
But again, that was just kind of the idea. It was, let's get a guy who's going to be an attack dog, you know, do some media hits, and then take on Harris, and Biden was supposed to still be there. I think he should have waited a little longer because Biden was waffling, but it's neither here nor there. It is what it is now. I mean, he's not going to kick him off. So, you know, the Walz takes on Vance, you know, military, you know, the military thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to kick him off, but, you know, what's crazy is, you know, they got like Michigan and, was it Michigan and Wisconsin? I forgot. Two states that are suddenly not letting RFK take his,
there are some states that are refusing.
Which is weird because Cornel West dropped out and they're removing him.
No, he doesn't want to drop out. They want him to drop out.
No, he's been removed from the ballot on some states.
Yeah, they want him out.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm just saying. Oh no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's because they want him out. Yes, agreed. Yeah, yes. That there's a conspiracy there. But just saying, it's crazy. Anyway, yeah. I mean, we could talk more in depth about that later. I just wanted to see what you thought.
It
was just interesting. It's interesting, and it happened, and I'm like, wow. So RFK comes out. Throws the government under the bus, exposes everything in his speech.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I think he's just with Trump because he hates the Democratic Party so much for how they've been treating him. And this is just his big middle finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Yeah. Tulsi is part of the transition team, so that's what she got out of it.
Ah, well, anyway.
She'll probably get a cabinet job, too. You know how that shit goes.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah, I expect RFK to be in charge of...
Who knows right now?
The food.
Everything?
Yeah, the food thing.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
He would be the Secretary of Agriculture.
That would be fucking brilliant. I can see that. Brilliant.
Because he's been talking
about
it.
He'd get assassinated so quick. Dude, do you think
wow, that took a turn.
Well, hold on. Right. Hold on. Do you think Big Ag is going to let him go in there and clean house? All the money that Monsanto and Bayer
just made a speech about Bill Gates. So yeah,
you want to make an enemy of Bill Gates? You think that guy doesn't have fucking hitmen on call?
I'm just saying it makes sense. Secretary of the Department of
Agriculture. Of course, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Man, that would be a jeopardy to his life.
He would need triple security.
Crazy man.
Any hoot. That's
crazy times, man. Crazy times.
Oh yeah.
It is definitely crazy times.
Oh my god!
So, I brought this stuff up. I just to pick your brain on this too. The diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI.
I will stop this right now in one sentence. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't.
I do. So, well, I don't care about DEI. What I find interesting is this:
that they're all changing their tune after they lose money.
Eh. Yeah, but it's major American corporations that have a history and a culture, right?
Yeah.
That chose to go down this path. And this is interesting. The reason I bring it up is because the messaging from the media, from politicians and everything is woke is where we need to go. These DEI policies is good for America, and this is what we are now, right? And then these companies get exposed, and they start to tank and get into trouble, and then they got to backtrack. It's like they're not believing in their own principles enough to hold their ground, right?
Right.
So anyway, you got Ford. Ford just backtracked. Like, just
did that come in on, by the way?
Yeah, that just literally happened. So Ford is now denying and backing off on all their policies. But the biggest one to me, which was crazy, because there was like, you know, there's Home Depot, Lowe's, there's all these companies, Tractor Supply, which you and I already talked about before.
Yeah.
John Deere, But John Deere's kind of not giving up. They're going so far as to say, well, fuck the American worker. Fuck, if this is how you feel, we're just going to build everything in Mexico. And now they're pushing that. But the biggest thing to me was Harley-Davidson. How do you take an American icon and fuck it up to the point that Harley-Davidson owners themselves are taking their logos off? They're burning their clothes. They're even buying other bikes. Like now, all of a sudden, everyone's buying a bunch of Indians and Triumphs and things like that now, and all because they hired a CEO that wasn't even from America. He's from Europe, and he comes over and brings his European culture and agendas and tries to, you know, shove it down the Harley-Davidson Corporation's throat, and then people just start fucking bailing on Harley-Davidson as an American icon. It's like he basically destroying a brand. An old brand that actually, when you look at it, you think America, right?
Yeah.
Intentionally destroying it.
They're all doing well.
And now he's being forced to back out of it, walk it back. You know, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. I just think it's interesting. How can you go so far as to destroy American icons, like brands that when you look at it, you're like, that's America. Like Bud Light was America, even though they're not American owned anymore anyway. They sold out to what was it, a Dutch company or something?
Yeah, some deal there.
But still, you still in your, you know, you tie that to America.
Yeah.
And then you intentionally fuck it up on purpose? What is that?
Like I've said before, I mean,
doesn't make
sense. These guys are allowed to swing the bat. I mean, they're responsible for it and they're all going to.
Yeah, but
eat
then
it.
They cry and scream when they're ousted and it don't go their way.
Yeah. And they lose market share. I mean, it's I can't fault these guys for trying something new.
You can't for trying what?
Trying to stay with the in crowd, essentially.
Yeah, but they were going so far as to, okay, so even Home Depot, a lot of these guys were actually making publications on DEI.
Yeah.
That they were forcing their employees to read so they can educate themselves on it. Okay. Look, this is an employer.
Yeah.
It's not a social construct. It's not a community of people that you're trying to build on your own little tiny island somewhere. It's a fucking employer. Like, it's a job, dude. Like,
yeah.
Really? Like leave the bullshit at home. You know, what are we here to do? Build tractors? Cool, let's build tractors, right? So that's the problem with what was going on is they're doing stuff like that.
Unless they're trying to adhere to government mandates, it's possible, too.
So that was what I was also going to say. They were also preferring vendors based on DEI also.
Yeah.
And now, after all the stuff that's been going on, they're backing out of that now.
Yeah, because there's no vendor that will do that.
There was some, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Enough to make a motorcycle?
Oh, I'm just talking about companies in general, not specifically okay. Harley, because like Home Depot got caught for that.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how bad it got. You know,
well,
so that's what I was trying to say. It's like,
hopefully they've.
It's like everything's blowing up in their face.
Hopefully they learned their fucking lesson.
Well, yeah, and it makes you question.
I mean, they got slapped in the face.
You said they want to be the cool kids, the popular thing. But is it really popular if it backfires on every big business who tries to walk down that road?
But is being
you know what I mean?
Being that you're being that you do have, being that you are in the business world as per se.
Yeah.
Do you understand though that these guys are. You know, going with the trends to try to gain the audience.
Well, there's one thing in marketing a product with a trend. There's another in trying to change your whole culture internally. Okay, if this movement was so popular and accepted by every single person, if it really represented America, then you wouldn't be outed, you wouldn't be exposed, and if you were, nobody would care. Well, if they didn't care, then you would continue. But all of a sudden, you find out, wait a minute, people do care. Holy shit, we're losing revenue at an alarming rate. So maybe what I'm trying to say is all this wokeism and DEI stuff that's been happening, these companies have been getting caught for, maybe really that isn't what America truly believes. Maybe it's just a small percentage of people that are trying to fool everybody else into thinking that this is what America is.
But isn't the idea behind a business to keep your audience while trying to get a new person?
I understand your argument, but the examples where it doesn't work.
Right, because they said, fuck you, audience. So we're just going to go get a new audience.
Everybody buys a brand that they're connected to because of what the brand markets itself for standing
I'm just on the other side of the fence. I don't agree with any of it, and I think it's all dumb, but I'm just trying to be the other devil's advocate. There you go.
I get it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference from putting your toe in the water and coming out with a new product and marketing it a certain way versus you wake up one day and go to work, you have the meeting and goes, all right, everything we've been doing for the last 100 years, throw that out the fucking window. We don't give a shit. This is what we're doing now. You're like, what is that? My dog took a shit and I thought it looked beautiful. We're pushing that right now. You see that? We're pushing that.
This reminds me of Boeing.
Pretty much, right.
Because Boeing was all about safety.
Yeah.
And then they had to compete with fuel efficiency.
Well, that was different.
They failed
on bad decisions in running a business. They didn't fail because of DEI and wokeness. They failed because they hired a guy to run the company that knew nothing about the airlines and how it works.
And he decided that market share was better.
Yeah, he thought paying for widgets at a certain dollar superseded what an engineer was telling you about safety when you're flying people through the fucking air. I mean, the air,
and
bro.
Then
the
air. And then they crashed a few 737s.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, I guess we'll go back. It's okay. You know what? Just do the same, but different.
Yes.
No. But kind of the same.
They even secretly loaded software to try to fix it.
I know. Yes. I know, to compensate. That failed. That failed repeatedly.
Yes.
But that's a different example. That's an example of dumbassery.
Okay. And they got to sit in front of governments.
But very parallel to what happened at Harley. They brought a European guy, CEO that knew nothing about motorcycles, to come in and try to take on the reins of a fucking motorcycle company with over 100 years of history, supported by veterans, many bikers, badasses, you name it, and they're going to push your fucking your Euro trash self walking in the office with your Euro shoes and all your fucking vibe and whatever. What did you think was going to happen?
But that's what the board does. They vote. They do that shit.
Dude, you're not selling Ducatis. You're selling Harleys. You know?
You know that? Okay, let's stay on that train for a second.
All right.
Okay.
And nothing against Ducatis. I mean, they're badass for what they do. But
well,
it's like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Honda, Rolls Royce. Honda's a fine car, runs amazing, but it's not a fucking Rolls Royce.
Why do companies do that? Like, why do they sit there? Okay.
I don't know.
I've seen this time and time again, and
I don't know, but I got a theory.
I know in my small world and what I do, I see this time and time again. The bullshit artist always gets hired.
Yes.
And then he's always gone within a year and a half.
Yes. And they do it again.
And then they do then rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
I get that they want the energetic guy. I get that they want a guy that looks like they want the job or whatever the fuck it is. And they take resume and throw it away, and they hire that guy. Versus people who work, know what they're doing, know how to be efficient at it, know how to get the profit, know where to go and do. You know, they take that guy and they go, "Well, you're not spunky enough or whatever the fuck."
I got a tie-in for you. Joy and vibes, baby. Joy and vibes.
Joy and vibes. There you go. You don't have the joy or the happiness, and you don't smile enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring in the one that does, and then this dude or man or woman doesn't know
at all. I think what we've been witnessing lately with these companies in recent years.
You just brought it up with the CEO of Harley.
Yeah.
This dude was a happy-go-lucky European. He walks in and he doesn't know shit.
Yeah, but I think the issue are the people that they're hiring to make decisions to go these directions and hiring the CEOs. I just don't think they really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Now, did you? Okay.
You know, they're just making bad decisions. Like,
there's another CEO thing.
It's misleading. They're seeing everything going on in the world. They're like, oh, this is what the people want. This is what we got to do. But they're reading the tea leaves wrong, bud. They're just reading it wrong. It's just not working out.
Okay, so this just happened with Starbucks.
This is what happens when you hire graduates with no experience
but are happy.
But are happy and well-educated based on the books they read.
And they talk well.
But have no real-world experience.
No. And then they see it and they go, fuck. And then they get, you know. But
you need to hire those people. But you don't need to hire them out of college in executive-level positions.
No. God, no. They have silly ideas. Most of them.
That's why you start out as a fucking assistant. You're there to learn.
Yes. But they don't do that most of the time. The CEO for Starbucks, they just hired.
I didn't really. Who did they hire? Someone that's known or someone?
Oh, you would have to go into the Stretch Goose archives because I just talked about this.
I will.
And I fucking don't remember the episode. But this dude was the CEO of Taco Bell.
Oh, I heard that.
And he was also the CEO of Chipotle. So he lives in California. And because
this guy, Brian Nickel.
Yeah,
right here.
All right. So
well, Starbucks giving new CEO private jet. What?
Yes. He is going to do what they call the super commute because it's out of because the headquarters is in Seattle.
They make that much money.
So 3 days a week, he is required to fly to Seattle as the CEO and work there. They're going to build him an office at his house.
This guy's worth it?
Send him an assistant of his choice.
Like, what dirt does he have on them?
The only reason I'm bringing this up is because we're on CEOs and shit. And I just thought this was weird as fuck. Like,
this guy is weird.
This guy has that much pull. He doesn't want to leave California because he lives by the Taco Bell. Because when he became the CEO of Taco Bell, he was living in the area. And then when he became the CEO of Chipotle, he would fly to that area and fly home.
So it is this guy, Brian Nickel.
Yeah, he just got the job.
So, wow.
Right there.
Oh, yeah, a week ago.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Taco Bell guy.
CEO gets private jet job perk of 1,000-mile commute. Fucking boggled my mind. I was like, wow, okay.
What the hell?
And he's going to be...
Track record of success in turning around companies that have hit rough patch, including Taco Bell and most recently Chipotle. Well, Chipotle's still hitting a rough patch. So far, so good. But in the last few days, the good news has been overshadowed by a public backlash over perks in his contract. Okay, well...
Check that out right there, the offer letter.
This year?
Yeah, no, don't. It's kind of quoted in there. So, during your employment with the company, you will not be required to relocate to headquarters. You agree to commute from your residence to the company's headquarters and engage in their other business travels as is required to perform your duties. I was like, wow.
Okay.
He gets a jet.
But this is what I know of working for people. It's your responsibility to get to work.
Right.
Why is the company hiring a CEO, paying them an exorbitant salary and bonuses?
It's a few million and then a $25
million. Why are they giving him a private jet and paying for his travel to get to work?
They're building an office on his site.
It's his job to get to work. Like you have to punch in, bud.
They're building a building on his fucking
house.
Now,
what they said, though, how do you feel about the public backlash thing, though? I mean, should a company care?
About him, he should figure out how to get to work, yeah.
Right, but...
Fly your own jet. Yeah.
Why does the public always feel they have a say in a company's decision? I mean, obviously, okay.
No, they don't. But they have their opinions.
If they want to be woke in DEI, instead of trying to get that company to change, just don't support them and watch them go bankrupt. Fuck it, if that's how you really feel.
But
right?
But to
if make, that's how you really feel. But if these guys want to hire this dude and give him a fucking jet, too bad.
But the humor of this is... Starbucks is always talking about being environmentally friendly.
Oh, I know. I get it.
And they do this shit. The fuel cost alone is going to be hilarious.
This is ridiculous, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he denied to the BBC that Nickel will be expected to fly back and forth over 1,000 miles each day.
Yeah.
The public has gone into overdrive, blasting his hypocritical commute. Given the company's recent sustainability commitments,
yes,
including
yes.
a ban on plastic straws,
yes.
according to a 2021 report by the European Federation of Transport and Environment, private jets are up to 14 times more polluting per passenger than commercial planes and 50 times more polluting than trains.
Uh-huh. Think about that shit.
That's crazy, man. Fuck that. They should make them relocate. Look, you took the job. You're getting hell of you know, a lot of money. Relocate, asshole.
Honestly, though,
or you know, pay for your own jet.
Yeah, That part is all you need to do.
That's how I feel about it.
I'm paying. He's getting his base salary is, I think, $2 million a year.
And I think a company shouldn't care how you get to work. Look, if you can get there and do the job, who cares?
But the fact
in this case, he's got the money. If he wants to fly every day to work, fuck let him.
This,
who cares?
This also circles back to what I said before about, you know, the bullshit artist wins. I don't know what story he tells these guys, but they're giving him a jet, his own fucking office built from the ground up, an assistant, 1,000 miles every day on their dime, plus $2 million a year.
It makes no sense.
And a bonus that caps at $25 million. I don't understand what the fuck just happened. What does this guy do so well that he required all these demands and they were met?
Like I said, it almost sounds like he has dirt on someone.
Chipotle has been tanking for years, and he was in charge of that.
Yeah, and it's still tanking.
Yes. Taco Bell hasn't come out of the woods.
No.
I don't understand. How is he saving coffee?
On that note, I just read, well, first off, they're not related. You could say it's a food product, but it's a slightly different thing. I mean, we're talking about fucking beans and chicken versus a drink made from ground coffee beans. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I whatever. Again, Hondas, Rolls Royces, Ducatis, Harleys, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I just read recently, because we were just talking about, you know, Chipotle was down. I guess he stabilized it, but it never bounced back, right?
No.
Taco Bell, it's still soft. And we're talking about these markets, and I just read a report, and I wish I had it, but they're now readjusting their reports on retail to play them down now. Because they've been that bad.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, and then I just saw another article. God, I wish I can cite these things for you, but I literally, you know, you look shit up, but I just saw another article how they're predicting. I think I even found it on the news feed here on Microsoft somewhere. But there was another report saying that the economy basically is about to dive off another cliff, they're predicting here. So, I can't understand. The other way?
Yeah.
This way?
No, I want to read Dairy Queen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this one?
7 new Blizzard flavors.
But in the state of things where you have companies somehow losing money, but finding a way to pay CEOs millions of dollars a year to turn things around when they haven't even proven themselves in the previous job.
What I'm wondering, especially with this guy specifically...
It's strange. It's just strange.
What I'm wondering is this guy specifically, though. He leaves these jobs, and he's still taking... I'm wondering if he's leaving while they're tanking because he can't save it, and he goes to the next one and the next one.
It almost makes you wonder if it's not like... when you get to that level in business, it's like the NFL, right?
Yeah.
A good quarterback's going to get a job everywhere. He may not always be a starter, but he's always going to find a job and land a salary, right?
Right.
I wonder if it's a similar thing.
He's done it before.
Yeah. Well,
is it a he'll do?
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's how it is when you get to that level in business, right?
It might be.
It's like, oh, yeah, you're the draft pick from 1996. And you, I remember that. Yeah.
I remember that.
He's okay. We'll take him.
I remember that touchdown. You know what I mean? I remember that touchdown you threw.
Yeah.
I remember that with that Al Bundy 300 yards in a single game moment. Yeah.
Polk High School, baby.
Yes. Let's do this. 7 new Blizzard flavors.
7 Blizzard
flavors. Let's get off of business and semi-politics. What do we got? What do we got?
Actually, let's end with this story. Because
pumpkin,
you know what?
Spice lattes. Apples.
Oh, just in time for the holidays. Yep.
Apple,
the seasons.
Apple cider donut.
That sounds interesting.
No, it's not it. I was just the opener.
Well, these are the fall seasons.
Oh, here we go. 6 returning favorites. The newest one to arrive at the DQ is the Caramel Java Chip Blizzard.
360 calories per mini.
Mini. So if you get a large, you're fucked.
Damn, dude. How many minis in a large?
I have no idea. This option features the chain's famous soft serve blend with a...
Coffee, choco espresso, crunch pieces.
Oh, God.
And a caramel topping.
That just sounds nasty.
Okay, let's go.
What else we got?
Here we go.
Pumpkin flavored shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Pumpkin pie blizzard. Nice.
Another 360 per mini.
real pumpkin pie pieces mixed into the Dairy Queen serve.
Huh. I got to continue reading now.
Oh, you have to now. Oh, that's what those two look like.
They actually look good.
They look all right.
Kind of want one now. Mm. Why do we... Wait, whoa. Another French returning pie-flavored option is the French Silk Blizzard. 430 calories per mini. Where is RFK when you need him?
Choco chunks?
I need to investigate the ingredients in your food.
Choco chunk pie pieces? Oh, so there's your French Silk and there's your pumpkin pie. Okay.
That's the pumpkin. That's the silk. Holy shit, 430 per mini.
That is a mini.
How many ounces is a mini?
I don't know. Oreo fudge brownie blizzard, 410. Ooh. Chocolate peanut butter.
You know what
fans.
I noticed? The more delicious sounding they get, the more fucking calories.
Yeah. Reese's peanut butter cup cookie dough, 460. 460.
Wow, 460.
Salted caramel truffle. Fuck that one. New York cheesecake blizzard. Nice.
All right.
Nice. That's it. There you go. Nice.
Wow. How many calories in that cheesecake blizzard? 450?
450.
Is that the highest?
No, 460. That's the
460. Oreo, so the Reese's Pieces.
The Reese's Pieces cookie dough, yes. The only one I would buy out of that whole bunch.
All right, so let's see. How many
is a mini?
How many DQ mini? How many DQ mini minis in a
large?
Yeah, let's see a large.
12 ounce is the mini.
Well, that's a small. Let's click this.
I don't even know what a mini is.
I don't either. What is a mini?
There's your sizes. Let's go down.
Mini 6 ounces. Holy
shit. So every 6 ounces is 460
Holy
calories.
Holy shit.
So
a large is 21.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on here.
21 divided by 6, that's 3.5.
Okay.
Times 460.
Where are we
1,610 calories.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
If you take a large Reese's dough, it's almost 1,600 calories.
That's like half your calories. Half of let's say, late 20s, early 30s, 30 male calories for the day, right? An active person. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they base it all on 2,000 for a day, but 1,600 would take your day.
Yeah, dude.
But it's no different than getting a McDonald's fucking meal.
No, you know,
it's
what
like
you know what's no different than? Getting a fucking burrito.
That's the same shit.
That is your day.
Fuck.
Holy shit, dude. So minis, let's say 460 for a mini, 3.5 in a large.
Yep.
Over 1,000 calories.
1,610.
But it tasted good.
Oh, fuck yeah. Reese's cookie dough. Hell yeah.
And then you're like, why don't my clothes fit?
And then your gut hurts, and then you're shitting all over the place. Oh, yeah. I got to bring the room down a little bit, though.
That sugar rush was no good for you all of a sudden, right?
I got to bring the room down. Right. I just saw a story, and I'm just going for it. I don't give a fuck. We're closing with this, and if you don't like it, kids, I apologize.
You got a story or you got some music?
It's a story. Fox News. Texas attorney, murder-suicide. Here we go. A Texas lawyer's wife killed her husband and then herself in their $1.6 million home in San Antonio. And I'm not going to read the rest because that's crazy. There's your headline. That was it. Yeah.
You got any music?
No, we can just close with the music we just had.
All right.
And you can take us. Take us home.
But I don't have the. I got it. I can't do it live.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were fucking in charge of this.
Like, are you for real? I'm talking to you. I'm having interactions.
I legit thought you had a whole deal going.
You know, I'm gonna hit the record button on our theme music here again.
Oh, give me a minute. Now I gotta look for it. God damn it!
Come on.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
All right, I think I do.
You got it? Ready? Here we go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, fire.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Now you can take us out.
That's it, kids. It's episode 20. It's in the books. I'm Manuel. He's still George. Thank you all for the love. That's it. Next week.
All right.